So you're an attorney, and you've decided to go out on your own. Now what? You need a plan, and you're not alone. Join expert host Adriana Linares and her distinguished guests on New Solo. Tune into the lively conversation as they share insights and information about how to successfully run your law firm. Here on Legal Talk Network.
Welcome to another episode of New Solo on Legal Talk Network. I'm Adriana Linares. I'm a legal technology trainer and consultant. I help lawyers figure out how to use technology better. Today, I'm recording live from the San Diego County Bar Association, and I've got a great guest. He's a member of the bar. He's going to remind me how we became friends. Before I do that, though, I'm going to make sure we get started by listening to a couple ads from our sponsors. Answer One is a leading virtual receptionist and answering service provider for lawyers. You can find out more by giving them a call at 800-ANSWER-1 or online at answerone.com. And that's Answer One, the number one.com. Thanks to our sponsor, Clio. Clio's cloud-based practice management software makes it easy to manage your law firm from intake to invoice. Try it for free at clio.com. And that's C-L-I-O.com. Unbundled Attorney is a premium lead generation service that delivers exclusive leads directly into your inbox in real time. Looking to get more leads and grow your practice? Visit unbundledattorney.com today. Finally, there's LawClerk, where attorneys hire freelance lawyers. There are no sign-up or monthly fees. Only pay the flat fee price you set. Increase your profits, not your overhead. Learn more at LawClerk.com. Legal. They have a rebate for us available. If you're a New Solo listener, make sure you enter New Solo 300 for a $300 rebate after your first project. And thanks to them for that. So here we are. It's me and Taylor. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Jana.
It's nice to have you here.
It's great to be here.
Tell everyone a little bit about yourself. Taylor Darcy.
My name is Taylor Darcy. I am a New Solo.
I love it.
I know,
hashtag
right?
Hashtag New Solo.
Right. So Jana and I met actually because I've been listening to this podcast.
Online.
Yep. Since I was in law school.
I love that.
I knew that law school would teach me what I needed to know about the law, but I also knew there was so much outside of that. And so I started reaching out to different sources.
So
and this
smart.
Was one of them. And so I've been listening to her for years now. And she became the tech consultant for San Diego County Bar Association. And I reached out to her and was like so excited that she was here because
awesome.
I'd been listening to her. And to me, she's a little bit of a celebrity. And so I reached out to her and said, I met with her and we had a good sit down and we talked about some tech and some things that attorneys need to know about being not only solo, but technology.
Yeah, and I love that. So what's really funny and coincidental is you had, I think months before, do you remember before I think you had taken the bar, but you were waiting for your bar results. And
yeah.
You sent me a message on Twitter. I can't even remember what the question was, but it was just, you know, typical question and answer. By the way, I listened to New Solo.
Right.
And then I started working here at the bar and you sent me an email.
Yeah.
I said, oh my God, what a small hysterical world that we had been DMing each other on Twitter. And then I ended up right here and you came in to see me. You were my first customer.
Nice.
As a San Diego County Bar Association member that I talked to. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then you probably don't remember this, but when we were originally DMing, I said, well, good luck. You know, I'm sure you're going to pass. Let me know if I can help in any other way. And let me know when you're ready to come on New Solo and impart your own wisdom.
Yeah.
So I emailed you a couple days ago. I said, hey, are you ready? Don't you love that? And you said,
I did.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
I'm ready.
Yep.
So tell everyone, so you graduated from law school, you got your law degree, and mm-hmm. you just said, I'm flying solo. I'm going.
Yeah. So I had actually been wanting to do solo since I went to law school. And and the reason was that so my parents own their own carpet cleaning business, or they did. And so I saw that they needed an attorney, but they couldn't necessarily afford them. And I knew that the big firms couldn't necessarily afford people like that. You know, my parents couldn't afford people like the big firms.
Big firm law, right.
Yeah. So
And sometimes, sadly, big firms don't want small businesses.
Right.
And I mean, it's just how the marketplace decides to work itself out. So
right.
You saw your family have this need.
Exactly. And so I decided that I would go solo because I knew that if I kept my overhead low, that I could service my clients just as well as these big firms could for a whole lot less cost. and they could afford me. And so I use technology to streamline my processes that allow me to service them in the same capacity as they would with a big firm, but without losing any type of value. So I can charge, like I charge flat rate for most of my work, and which allows them to not worry about the billable hour. And they love it. I have yet to have a client that hasn't, that's been like, oh, I'm so glad I don't have to worry about this huge retainer agreement, or I have to worry about, you know, the billable, that type of thing. So
how did you decide to work your fee structure as a flat rate as opposed to hourly? In the research that you were doing, like, did you read a lot of blogs? Did you talk to a lot of other lawyers? Or like, how did you decide that that was the way you were going to do it?
So I decided that because, you know, I have the ability to control my time, right? The client doesn't. And so I look at it from an information perspective. The client doesn't know what I'm doing. And so, you know, to bill them to do the billable, it creates a conflict, right, in my opinion, because you're incentivized to spend as much time as possible
sure.
on the matter versus the client may not have the budget for that. And so the idea is that if I can stay away from that, then they can afford me because, you know, I might spend a little bit extra time on a flat rate matter, but it's not costing me anything because I've got these efficiencies in progress, like, you know, the different softwares that I use and such as my website, that type of thing.
All right. We're going to talk about those in a minute.
Sure.
I want to back up a little bit to make sure we get the whole launch series.
Sure.
You have several small children.
Yes.
How many?
I have three right now.
Three little yes. buddies at home. What are yeah. their names?
Elizabeth, Julia, and William.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so you're a law student. You're yeah. married. You've mm-hmm. got three kids. And your wife must have been standing by you this whole time and saying, okay, honey, you can do whatever you want. And did she ever think, well, it'd be so great, Taylor, if you went and worked at a big law firm and brought home a regular paycheck? Or has she been understanding and said, no, you know, you need to follow your dreams. You can start a solo practice and we're going to make it. And, you know, what was it like just having the support of your wife, or maybe not, if she was a little hesitant?
We've had our moments where, you know, there's that trepidation. Are you going to get clients? I think is the biggest question.
Right.
It was never whether or not I would be successful once I got clients, but how would I get clients? So my wife has always been supportive. She's amazing. I mean, I would not be where I am now if without her,
aww.
Honestly. Like she, you know, unfortunately, a few of my friends that went through relationships in law school, they broke up because of how difficult and stressful law school was. And my wife was, you know, we like to call it a coming to Jesus moment
yeah.
where he said, okay, are we committed to this? Is this what we're doing? And, you know, so since that time, you know, I've worked tirelessly, but only because I had the support of an amazing woman.
That's awesome.
It's her birthday this month.
So the whole month.
Well,
I love it.
She likes to celebrate for more than just a day.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I love about her. We're very much yin and yang in that category. I'm a minimalist and she likes to go big. And that's okay.
Hey man, sounds like my type of girl.
Right.
So that's good. All right. So you've gone through law school and you say, we're going to
yep.
do this. And she says, yeah, we're going to do this. Where are you going to get those clients from? And you said, I got a plan.
Well, I do. And so I actually have an MBA in addition to my JD. And
oh,
so
excellent.
Part of that was marketing, at least some of it. It was financial management was the overall thing. But the key was is to really, you know, and I tell my clients this, but it's important for a new solo as well. You have to focus on the things that you do well. And the thing that you can do that you have absolute control over is your ability to pivot. If something's not working, you do it. You stop doing it. If it's something is working, you do it more. And so you really, that's where you have to do. These big firms, they have to go through lots of partners and
yeah.
decisions, and you don't have that thing.
They're not as nimble.
Exactly, exactly. So you have to focus on that. You can't say, oh, I want this to work and keep trying to beat the dead horse. And I found that really true when I was studying for the bar was when I realized that something wasn't working studying wise, I stopped it immediately. And I said, I don't have time to waste to see if I pass the bar, given what I'm doing. I need to make sure I pass the bar. And if this, I don't feel like it's working, it's probably not working. And so that's the same thing for what I tell my clients, as well as what I tell other solos is, you know, focus on being
your strengths,
you know, don't try to be everything to every person, you know, or every client. Be what you can be and do your best at what that is.
How did you decide that small business law or helping small businesses was going to be your focus?
Really was my parents.
Oh, I
love that. That was, so this has been—
Back to your roots.
Yeah, back to my roots, because I knew there's a market out there for this, that people
for sure.
that are disenfranchised by the legal system, you know, that can't afford, you know, this is unfortunate, but it's a pay to play situation. And a lot of these guys can't afford it. And it's really sad because they're not getting justice at the expense of these firms that are charging $400 and $500 an hour.
It's true. And, you know, I've said it on the show and I say it all the time, especially to my lawyer friends and when I'm having conversations like this, I'm your perfect example. I'm a small business owner, right? So I have a legal technology consulting company. I've got one partner and I have all the needs that a small business has. I can't afford my own friends that are lawyers. So I say it all the time. I'm the example, that unmet market, you know, the client you're looking for is sometimes sitting right in front of you. And if you can approach them in a creative and affordable way, I can afford some lawyering.
Right,
I can't afford $500 an hour lawyering.
Right.
So that's great. That's really good. Well, listen, before we go on to the next segment and we start talking about technology and how you made those decisions, we're going to take a quick break and listen to a couple of messages from some sponsors. Imagine what you could do with an extra 8 hours per week. That's how much time legal professionals save with Clio, the world's leading practice management software. With intuitive time tracking, billing, and matter management, Clio streamlines everything you do to run your practice from intake to invoice. Try Clio for free and then get a 10% discount for your first 6 months when you sign up with the code NEWSOLO10. That's NEWSOLO10. And do that at Clio.com, C-L-I-O.com. Are you a family law, immigration, or estate planning attorney looking to attract new leads and retain more clients? Join hundreds of other solos and small firms just like you who use Unbundled Attorney to receive premium, exclusive leads delivered directly into their inbox in real time. To learn more about how their lead generation services can grow your practice, subscribe to the Unbundled Attorney Mastermind podcast or visit unbundledattorney.com today. All right, we're back with Taylor Darcy. Taylor, and I forgot to cover some basic points for you. We're in San Diego. You're a San Diego lawyer.
Right.
Yeah, tell us more.
I live in San Diego.
Are you from San Diego?
No, so I was actually born in Utah. And I moved here in 1989, but I've been here ever since. And so it's like I might as well be a native. I'm about as native as, for the most part, you're going to get. So most people are transplants here.
Yep, so you came here, you grew up here, basically. You went to law school here.
Yep.
And you decided to start your practice.
Yeah.
Taylor Darcy.
Yep.
Darcy-law.com?
That's correct.
Okay, good. Yep. So now let's talk for a few minutes about your prep for starting and launching your firm.
Yep.
And when it comes down to technology, how did you start? So let me back up a little bit, actually. Let me ask you this. You knew you were going to go solo.
Yep.
You've been pretty busy going to law school and then studying for the bar. Where and when did you find the time to research technology to be ready to launch when you passed the bar?
So I did a little bit at a time throughout law school because I knew what I was going to do. So it wasn't something...
You didn't save it up till the end and try to cram.
You were slowly, always
top of mind.
Because I knew that I didn't want to do that. Like, I didn't want it to be like... Sure, I knew I had to pass the bar, but to me, that was like incidental. That wasn't...
Right.
I was hoping it was a foregone conclusion, and thankfully it was. But I knew that if I did pass, that I wanted to go solo. And so, you know, I reached out to a lot of these vendors. I listened to your podcast for this to get a lot of ideas.
Oh, good.
And so I would find those links and I'd do research and see if what those companies and or technology things would be that would allow me to do this, would they work for what I want to do? And so I'd do a little bit of research, figure it out. I'd get their free trials.
Of course.
You know, in some instances, I would be like, oh, it's only a 2-week trial. Darn. And it's only once. Even more darn. But I really did it all along because I knew that if I left it to the end, that it would be too time intensive and I'd put it off and then it wouldn't work out well. So.
Well, and you don't want to be rushed with decisions like that. So you just sort of sporadically, continuously did some work. Okay. And did you come out with a list of, okay, well, I've got to have a practice management program. I've got to have a phone service. I've got to have Office 365. What was that list like?
Yeah, so I wanted to have as much integrated as possible. And so it really came down to, you know, I looked at what other practitioners had used, but I also looked at what worked best for me, what could integrate the best, what was secure. That was one of my top concerns.
Good.
So I use Office 365.
Sure.
I use the Enterprise Edition that allows me to encrypt emails if I need to.
Oh, good. Are you paying $12 a month for that one or more?
It's like 23.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's,
and it comes with like all the bells and whistles that Microsoft has to offer. Mm-hmm. So, and I use a Mac. I really like keeping everything on Mac. To me, it's a little more simple. It tends to, I never had the blue screen of death.
I haven't seen one in a long time.
No,
actually.
Windows has gotten
in
better.
In defense of Windows.
Yeah. Windows has gotten better. But as far as like for Mac, the Office 365 has greatly improved over previous editions of any Mac type software. So, so Office 365, Clio, they offer free for, first new solos and stuff like that for time period. And then, let's see what else. And just kind of how I wanted to be, I focus a lot on my website.
Okay. Let's talk about it.
Sure. So I have an appointment scheduling software.
Which one?
That Acuity Scheduling.
Acuity, right? Uh-huh. A-C-U-I-T-Y.
Yep, okay. That's correct. And it integrates with Office 365, so people can go on my website, book. Yes.
I'm raising my hand for those of you who can't see me. I wanted to give you the opportunity to ask me. Yes, ma'am. Do you remember what you pay for Acuity a month?
It's 15.
Okay,
so
excellent.
Really reasonable.
Very reasonable. Yep. Okay.
So I pay for Acuity. You can go on my website. You can book an appointment. It syncs with my calendar, so I never have to worry about double booking.
It syncs with
Office 365.
Office 365. Uh-huh. So wait, and sorry, yeah. I just want to make sure we got it all. So you got Office 365, mm-hmm. which synchronizes your calendar and contacts also to Clio, and right. you're using Acuity, which also synchronizes with your Office 365 calendar. So they're all talking. You got one calendar,
right.
everything points
Correct.
To it. Okay, good.
And then client intake, I use Lexicata currently.
Sure.
And it allows me to get my client intake form taken care of, as well as any signatures for an engagement agreement, which is super nice because I can do a client intake in 10, 15 minutes, as opposed to having to worry about printing a form, scanning it, signing it, that type of thing. People can just sign everything on their tablet, computer. So it's really super easy to do that. So.
What are you paying for Lexicata a month, do you remember? Is it 50-ish?
It's 50. They do a new attorney discount for the first year. So it's $24.50 after the discount.
Okay.
So,
oh, yeah. Excellent. Yeah. So far it sounds like you're still under $100 a month for your basic practice management technology and needs.
Yep.
So are you using Clio's document assembly piece?
I'm working on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but my question was going to be, you then are the one configuring your client intake and configuring mm-hmm. the forms and stuff. And you're probably a little tech savvier than a lot of people
right.
out there. But would you say that it's the type of thing anybody who dedicated some time to getting some training from those companies could do on their own?
Oh,
or
sure.
Is it, okay.
Sure. This Tell, isn't...
Encourage our listeners.
Yeah. So, I mean, between the training from the company, and I mean, I have to say, if you can get through law school, you can get through this technology. This is not something that you should be afraid of. Like, this is, if you can get through law school and pass the bar, heck, if you can, get your bachelor's degree.
No kidding.
This is not complicated. This is not rocket science. You don't need to fear these programs because a lot of it's already built out for you. And you just have to take the time. That's really probably
that
the only thing that I would say is you can't skimp on. You can't sit there and try to learn something in 10 minutes right before you have something due. You need to take some time ahead of that, learn it so that you've got it for later when you do need it. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's great. And I think hearing another lawyer say that is always going to make lawyers feel better. Because
right.
when I say it, I always joke around that when I walk into a room full of lawyers, and this is totally true, I am the dumbest person in that room with pride. but, if I can do it, anybody
right.
who's passed the bar, if not two or three bars, can certainly do it. All right. So you're a Mac lawyer. We've got Office 365, Clio, Acuity. What else?
Lexicata.
Anything else you want to make sure we talk about?
QuickBooks, but they're kind of peripheral. They're for accounting, I mean, which I don't handle too much of, but it's super easy. I just mark the category that it is and move on with my life. It does my P&L and profit and loss, sorry. You know, it does that for me and I don't have to sit there and figure that stuff out. It handles everything for me.
So. I love it. And your whole office is sitting in a backpack behind you, I take it.
Well, my briefcase, yes.
Yeah, it's sitting, that's Lawrence's
backpack. My office is there and so I can literally take it anywhere and I use an iPhone for my business line because it integrates so well with the Mac, so I can take phone calls on my my laptop.
We should talk about that a little
bit.
Explain what that means.
So instead of like my phone can be sitting, you know, in the other room and my Mac will pop up and it'll be ringing on my Mac. So I can actually take phone calls that way. I can also do FaceTime that way, which is super nice because so many people use their iPhones these days for their
everything.
Business lines for everything. Exactly. That, you know, I've had many a client where that's like, oh, you want to FaceTime now? Okay, let's FaceTime.
So, no kidding.
Yeah, I'll FaceTime. And I do Zoom, which is another same type of thing.
Right. Let's mention that. My favorite video conferencing service is Zoom. You probably pay $14.99 a month for that, right?
Well, I have the free one right now.
Oh,
I just keep it free for now. And
that's very good. Remind everyone.
Free stuff. Yeah.
Zoom.us has a free version. And then if you need some of its advanced features, it's still only like $15 a month.
Yeah.
And to sort of cap off the conversation about the Macs, for those of you who are listening, if you don't know about this, it's called Handoff.
Yes.
It's the Handoff feature or function, if you want to Google it, where you have all your iOS devices, including an iPad if you use it and your Mac. It can be a little bit alarming at first because all of a sudden everything's ringing, your phone, your Mac, your iPad, and you're like, oh my God, is confetti going to fall out of the sky?
Right.
But it really is very, very convenient. So that's very good tip.
Yeah.
Before we talk about processes and how you decided to build those into your practice, let's take one last break from our sponsors and hear a couple of quick messages. Law Clerk is where attorneys go to hire freelance lawyers. Whether you need a first year to perform legal research or a seasoned attorney to assist with a complicated appellate brief, Law Clerk has hundreds of freelance lawyers with every level of experience and expertise. There are no sign-up or monthly fees. Only pay the flat fee price you set. Increase your profits, not your overhead. Learn more at lawclerk.legal. Is your firm experiencing missed calls, empty voicemail boxes, and potential clients you'll never hear from again? Enter AnswerOne Virtual Receptionists. They're more than just an answering service. AnswerOne's available 24/7. They can even schedule appointments, respond to emails, integrate with Clio, and much more. AnswerOne helps make sure your clients have the experience they deserve. Give them a call at 1-800-ANSWER-1 or visit them at answerone.com/podcast for a special offer. All right, we're back. Is there anything we forgot to talk about as far as services and tools that you use that you like? Was there anything, and I hate to be like a basher, but I'm still going to ask, was there anything you tried and it didn't work out for you?
So I'm not trying to, I like Lexicata, but I'm actually probably going to be moving on to Infusionsoft.
Interesting. You're the second attorney in 2 days who have told me they are probably going to move on from Lexicata.
Yeah.
Now, Infusionsoft is way, I call it Confusionsoft.
Right.
So now you're really talking, getting into the weeds. Are you getting help with that or are you going to do it all yourself too?
So they provide, actually they have a special, I don't know if they're still going on with special, but it's free 2 months and no contract. And then it's $99 a month after that.
That's not too expensive.
So, no,
explain a little bit about Infusionsoft.
So Infusionsoft is a CRM, client relationship manager. It's a big boy CRM. Lexicata
really is
kind of a baby one, not to be, I really do like Lexicata, but they don't have
Lexicata
a lot of features.
Lexicata is geared specifically toward legal and Infusionsoft is really any industry, but you're right. It's a big boy or big girl sort of product used by large corporations in as much as it can be used by a small business. So go on.
Right. The biggest thing I found with Lexicata lacks some efficiencies. Like it integrates with some things, but as irony would have it, Lexicata on their website, they have Acuity for their scheduling, but they don't integrate with Lexicata. And even with Zapier, even with Zapier, that's another thing that I use is it helps me integrate some of my programs together, but it doesn't integrate. And so it's like I schedule an appointment through Acuity and then I still have to input the data into Lexicata. And that's an extra step that I didn't want to have
to
take.
You do not like extra steps, Taylor Darcy.
I don't. And then something as simple as when I enter something in Lexicata, I have to manually send out like my client intake form versus with Infusionsoft, what I can do is someone logs in with Acuity and then I can send out my client intake form automatically within a certain period of time or whatnot so that I don't have to do that. I've had it where I've had a client that's like, yeah, they'll sign up on Acuity and then I'm not somewhere where I can get to my computer and then I have to wait to send that out. And then because of that, they don't get it. And then it takes more time and it's just, it's one extra step that I didn't want to have to deal with versus with Infusionsoft, it has it set up where there's triggers where someone starts it, they send out the client intake form immediately, they fill out the intake form and then they get my reminders via Infusionsoft all the way up till the day before the appointment so that I don't have to do that, right?
That's
I'm trying to take as many things off my plate as possible, let technology deal with it so that I can better serve my clients, right? I can spend that time in that meeting with that client and take the time that they deserve because they're paying the bill rather than the administrative stuff that, you know, nobody likes doing, right? Why not pay? I mean, that's what we have technology for, is to deal with that stuff.
It's like I'm paying you to
stuff. It's funny. She's not, people. In fact, I've got no consideration for any of this. This is just me. This is really excited about this. But yeah, so I mean, I try to make it so that it's as streamlined as possible so that people know that I'm here, that I'm listening, and I'm here to serve them, and I don't have to deal with the stuff that actually costs me money. Because if time is money, then these processes that take me time take me away from the thing that actually make money, and that's doing the law and helping people.
That's very good. And so you don't have an assistant?
Nope, no assistant.
And don't need one yet until you get bigger and busier, which we know you will if you want.
Yep.
I wanted to mention one thing because you mentioned Zapier. So I just want to just take a moment to just... Let's talk about that for just a second. I think we've talked about it on the show, but Zapier, which is Zapier.com, is a service that has a free level, but then if you want more, they call them Zaps. They used to call them recipes. But anyway, so Zapier.com is a very interesting service. Yeah. It allows all these disparate systems that we use, Office 365, Gmail, SurveyMonkey, Acuity, all these random, if you will, and disparate services, it creates connections between them. Actually, a member of the San Diego County Bar emailed me yesterday and said, do you know of any way that I could export Gmail emails to Excel? And I said, I don't, but sounds like a job for Zapier. And I went and looked and I sent her the link to exactly what she was looking to do, which was amazing that it even had it. But the point is, when there are these systems that you think, wow, if I could just move information from this place to that place, but they're two completely different services, what might do that? Zapier is a place to go look.
Yeah.
Tell me about some of the other processes you have. So you've got an automated client intake process. How do you share documents with your clients? Do you use the portal?
So I try to use Clio Connect.
The portal.
The problem is some of my clients are technologically challenged themselves. And so it just depends. Like I try to meet my client where they are as opposed to trying to force them into my world. And so like Clio Connect will be my first thing, but I've had them where they're like, no, we can't find it. And that happens. And so, you know, so I try to share, you know, them via my, I have OneDrive for Office 365. I know this sounds like a commercial for Office 365.
It's okay. I'm a commercial for Office 365.
But the reality is I use it so much that I would be remiss if I didn't bring it up. So I try to do the shared folder. I've used, tried Dropbox. It's okay, but I've already paying for Office 365. So why not use what I'm already paying for? But then it, as a last case, I, you know, I send it the old fashioned way with via email. And I don't prefer to do that, but it really depends on the technological savviness of my client.
Right.
But otherwise, I always try to keep things in Clio for the security purposes, but also the record.
Because everything's encrypted in there.
Everything's encrypted. The security purposes, but also ease of use, right? If I'm referring to something, I can go back to the Clio and look at it and go, hey, this is this thing that I shared with you. Go download it here.
Right.
So it just depends on the client. I try as hard as possible to stick in Clio, but it doesn't always work.
Let's talk lastly about your website. Your website looks nice. Did you build it?
I did. I did that myself.
In WordPress?
Yes, WordPress.
Excellent. Okay, so another one of those things that I typically don't encourage attorneys to go building their own blogs and, and websites, but WordPress is pretty friendly. So your website looks good. And you mentioned earlier that that's an important component to growing your business and communicating with clients.
Right.
One of the things I asked you about, or we kind of looked at right before we got started, was the fact that you maintain a blog geared toward local small businesses.
That's correct.
All right, tell us a little bit about that, because that's pretty smart.
Yeah, so...
And you have a pop-up to join the mailing list.
Yes, I
do. Which I did.
Yep. Cool. So what's on my blog is, you know, I don't want, like, I provide legal services, but I want my small businesses to succeed even without necessarily hiring me, right? Like, I want them to feel like that they have somebody in their corner, whether it's legal.
You're a trusted resource.
Exactly, exactly. And so my website, my blog, everything is geared towards, you know, giving clients information, but also letting them know that I'm there for them. You know, they can reach me there. They can email me. I provide as many ways as possible for people to come and find me. I don't want to be hidden. I've seen other attorneys' websites where I look at them and go, now, how do I contact you again for services? You know, and again, I'm trying to meet my client where they are, as opposed to expecting me to meet, you know, I don't want to be that elitist. You know, sometimes permeates, unfortunately, the bigger firms where it's like, oh, I don't want to talk to my client, you know, where it's like, no, I want to talk to my client. I want my client to call me. And so I have my phone number. I have my email address on there. Now, the only reason why I don't give out my individual email address on my website is because I don't want spam bots hitting me. So other than that, but once I've made contact and someone is actually, I know it's a human being behind something, then I freely give out my email address.
Of course.
So, yeah, but it's important because people, you know, there's such a part of what I'm doing is overcoming these stereotypes that attorneys are a certain way and that they're only, I have a marketer that I work with. She says, you're more fun to talk to as an attorney than some of my other clients that I would have thought would have been more fun to talk to. And I say that because it's like, you know, the reality is I have not only three small kids, but I also have not been an attorney my entire life. And so I've recognized that.
Your likability factor is high, Taylor.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. So I try to make sure that comes across on my website and my blog so that people understand that you know, I'm here for them and that, you know, I'm not trying to get them to, you know, come to me. I'm willing to come to them, essentially.
So I remember when we first started interacting, you were worried about where the clients were going to come from.
Yes.
And that was, at the beginning of our conversation, something your wife was worried about.
Yes.
And it sounds like you've been getting clients. So where have your clients come from?
Mostly referral.
Excellent.
They've come from my website. They've come, you know, honestly, mostly referral. Like,
that's,
you
great.
Know, once people find out you're an attorney, there's usually the people that are always trying to get the free advice. And then there's people that are like, no, I really just need an attorney. And what's fun is I've found so many people that, you know, they couldn't afford the $5,000 retainer. They couldn't afford the $10,000 retainer. And so they come to me and I can service them and still be profitable. That's the key, is that this isn't me, you know, being in the poorhouse for
right.
it. It's
You
it's
can't
me.
Be. You've got three kids.
Right.
And a wife who likes to live large. Remember, you're the minimalist,
that.
She's the maximalist.
Well, she is the celebrate everything.
Aww.
So she can deal with minimal, but it's just very different minimal. In fact, I'm more the tech person, so we have to make sure that my needs are met too in that
yes,
one.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah.
You and I could probably do some damage in a Best Buy.
Yeah. Although I'd probably be buying on Amazon or Apple. Actually, I'd hit Apple
I like
store
them
like
all.
Nobody's business. If I had a $10,000 budget, I don't know what I'd do. It would just be so exciting. Anyway, so I knew that I had to implement that.
Excellent. Well, yeah. I love it. Well, I really appreciate you coming down and talking to me. I hope this has been fun.
Oh, it has. It was great. In fact, I was so excited. I literally yelped. I scared one of my people that's in my office because I yelped so loud when he said hi.
Oh, where is your office?
So
tell
I'm
us
actually,
about your office
yes,
space.
Yes, this is awesome. So I'm actually part of what's called the ALI program, or Access to Law Initiative, and it's hosted through my school where they help attorneys that want to go solo in the first few years of their practice. They provide mentorship and the ability to certain resources to help you go solo. And I got to say, it's been very valuable, very helpful. Oh. And so, you know, they ask us that in exchange for the mentorship and the help that we donate 100 hours of pro bono service. And so, which is great because I love helping people. So I get the mentorship that I need to thrive and get my practice going, and people get help with their legal needs.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, tell everyone how they can find, follow, and friend you on the internet.
So my pretty much everything, Facebook, Darcy Law 619, Twitter, Darcy Law 619. I'm also on Instagram, which is kind of crazy because not many attorneys are.
I love it. I need to follow you on Instagram.
Darcy Law 619 again. I have my website, www.darcy-law.com. And then finally, I'm on LinkedIn at Taylor E. Darcy. I'm all over the place. I try to, like I said, I want my clients to find me wherever they, you know, friend me, you know, that sort of thing from wherever they can. So I try to be everywhere. I'm not on Snapchat only because
that,
I still don't even get Snapchat and I'm very tech savvy.
And we're so young, Taylor, we should really be on these, you know, very young people's sites. Well, thanks everyone for joining us and listening in this time. Taylor's been really fun talking to you. I appreciate you coming down. Remember, everyone, if you like what you've heard today, make sure you check out New Solo on LegalTalkNetwork.com. And if you like what you hear, we'd really appreciate a nice rating on iTunes. We'll see you next time. And remember, you're not alone. You're New Solo.
Thanks for listening to New Solo with host Adriana Linares. Tune in again to learn more about how to successfully run your new practice. Solo, here on Legal Talk Network. The views expressed by the participants of this program are their own and do not represent the views of, nor are they endorsed by, Legal Talk Network, its officers, directors, employees, agents, representatives, shareholders, and subsidiaries. None of the content should be considered legal advice. As always, consult a lawyer.
The Lunch Hour Legal Marketing Podcast, your resource for the tips and tactical advice you need to grow your business. Plus, keep up with the news and commentary you crave to stay one step ahead. It's hosted by me, Guy Sakalakis.
And me, Conrad Song. Every other week, we break down the issues holding back your marketing strategy and talk about the changes you need to be prepared for. Check out the Lunch Hour Legal Marketing Podcast wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube.